for a few moments to the second chapter of the book of Acts, if you will. Acts chapter number 2 will be my text. Of course, in a few moments here, we will get to observe the ordinance of baptism. And I'm very conscious of the fact that I need to be very, very brief, so I'll do a little sermonette for you tonight, a little devotional here from the second chapter of the book of Acts. I don't even really have anything on the screen other than the title of this little devotion tonight. Brother Ryan has professed that he has repented of his sins. He has believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe that God saved his soul. And I want to tell you, it is a great blessing, great, great blessing from God. Every time we get to observe the ordinance of baptism. I wish we could do it every Sunday. The Lord has blessed us a number of times in recent times to be able to do that. I would be happy if we could do it every single solitary Sunday. You understand that as Ryan goes into the waters of baptism tonight, he is doing something. He's taken part of something that many, many of our forefathers really gave their life to protect and to defend. Many people are so ignorant of our history, but I got to tell you, the Catholicism slaughtered many of our forefathers because they called them Anabaptists, because that simply means rebaptizers. Because Baptists refused to acknowledge and recognize infant baptism. Thus, when a man was of age and the Lord saved him by his grace, they baptized him in obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so as Ryan goes into the waters of baptism, it's not something that we take lightly at all. As he goes into the waters of baptism, I want you to understand it is a glorious, glorious picture. It pictures for us the fact that we have a Savior that died for our sins according to the Scriptures. And then he was buried. And he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. And so it is a picture of Christ. It is also a picture of the Christian. As Ryan goes into the waters of baptism, it pictures how that he has died to sin. And then he was buried, and now he's risen again to walk in newness of life. Ryan will publicly acknowledge and identify himself with the Lord Jesus Christ. He is saying, in essence, listen, I am one of his. I'm not ashamed to say that I am one of his. I have been saved by the grace of God. I have been washed in the blood of the Lamb, and I identify myself with the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, the old man is dead and he is buried. And as a new man, I am now going to live for Christ. I am no longer going to live for myself. I'm no longer going to live for sin. By the grace of God, I'm not going to do the things that I used to do. I want to live for the Lord Jesus Christ. So he identifies himself with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the importance of baptism. It does not save. It does not wash away one's sin. It is an outward expression of what Christ has already done in his heart and in his life. He identifies himself with Christ. But don't forget, he also identifies himself with his church. He is saying, I identify myself with this body, the body of Christ at Versailles. I am now part of them. I am in a covenant relationship with the other members of this church. And so I'm not ashamed to identify myself with the Lord's church. Folks, I love the church that Jesus built. Now, I said all that just to simply say we ought to thank God every time we get to observe the ordinance of baptism. Now, I've just got to do a devotion, but let me read my text here starting at verse number 41, the second chapter of the book of Acts. The Bible says, "Then they that gladly received His word were baptized." I cannot imagine a truly saved person saying, "No, I don't want to be baptized. And I don't want to serve Him in a church." They that gladly received His word were baptized. And the same day they were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common and sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. And listen, and they continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And then the Bible says, "And the Lord added to the church." The Lord added to the church. The church was not born on Pentecost. It was already something there that the Lord had to add to. The Lord added to the church, He said, daily, such as should be saved. I want you to understand, folks, it is the Lord that adds to His church. I think about this. Today we use terminology that sometimes is not quite right. We talk about joining the church. Have anybody ever heard that terminology? Well, so-and-so, when I grew up, that's what they didn't say somebody was saved. They said, "Well, so-and-so joined the church today." Well, listen, I don't quite like that terminology. This is not a social club that you just join and quit at your leisure. This is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is the Lord that adds to His church. I think about this also quite often, and I somewhat talked about this a little bit this morning. Listen, there once was a time when the pastor and the church held a respected place in all of our communities. They did. When I was a boy, as I was talking about this morning, but when I was a boy, we realized that when you went to church, you went to someplace special. And I'm telling you, you prepared yourself to go to church. As I said, we had church clothes when I was a kid. And woe be to the kid that dare put those on any other time and get them dirty, you know. I liked shooting marbles as a kid. Now, I'm really showing my age. Nobody shoots marbles anymore. And we would sneak out from the church house occasionally, and me and some rotten old boys, and go out in the yard and get in the dirt and play marbles. And I would get in trouble because I got the knees of my church clothes dirty. Now, you may think, well, that's just frivolous. That's silly. But my parents instilled in me that when you come to God's house, it is a very, very special place. I wish I could instill that into our young people today. I'm not a legalist, but folks, I want you to look at that coming to God's house is something different than any other place that you go. And you ought to, listen, we didn't do certain things in the church house. And woe be unto us if we tried to do certain things in a church house. We didn't dress certain ways in a church house. Now, I know that I may sound like an old fuddy-duddy, but again, I'm telling you, this is God's house. And the church used to hold a place of respect. The pastor was a respected man in the community just because of the position that he held. Now, I know that all of that seems to be gone today. I know that the world by and large does not hold any respect for the church of God or for the man of God. One at one time, now I sound like I'm ringing my bell, but I'm just telling you what I think the Bible teaches. At one time, we looked at the church as God's house. We looked at the pastor as God's man. He was God's anointed. You didn't say certain things to the preacher. You didn't do certain things to the preacher. And now all of a sudden, all of that is gone. And it's not just the world. But unfortunately, it's many of them that now are members of the Lord's church. I just submit to you, we need to get back to respecting God's house and respecting God's man. Now, I know the world's given up on the Lord's church, but I'm glad the Lord has not given up on the Lord's church. The Lord's church is still the center of the work of God. This is the place God has ordained to get glory. Unto Him be glory in the church. You're not going to bring glory to Him staying out of church. I guarantee you that. Unto Him be glory in the church throughout all the ages of the world without me. And I'm just ranting. But I, for one, think it's a great privilege just to be a member of a church. I do. Listen, the church is His bride. Now, if you want to have a good relationship with me, You're not gonna badmouth my bride. Same thing goes for the Lord. If you want to have a good, right relationship with Him, you're not gonna disrespect His bride. You've got to have a right relationship with His church. So, I'll tell you, you say, well, you gotta be a church member to go to heaven? No. You repent of your sins, you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, I'll see you in glory if it's genuine. But folks, listen. If you're going to serve the Lord aright, it's going to be done in and through His New Testament church. Am I making sense to you tonight? I love the church that Jesus built. Now, I heard about this fellow one time that called this pastor, and he said, I'd like to be a member of your church. And the pastor said, well, that's great. He said, well, listen, I don't want to get carried away with this thing. I don't want to be expected to attend every service. I don't want to be expected to have to read my Bible all the time. I don't want to be expected to have to give my money. I don't want to be expected to have to visit the sick. And the preacher said, well, I commend you for wanting to be a member of a church, but I just don't think this is the right church for you. I tell you what, I know of a church downtown that you could be a member of. And he gave him the address. And the fellow took the address down, drove down to the church, pulled up in front of a church that had been closed down, and the windows boarded up, and the church was dilapidated and fallen down. You know, listen, that's the kind of church many people probably need to be a member of. This is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. I, for one, I'm glad to just be a member of Faith Baptist Church. I want to tell you something. I get around, preach around to different churches. Folks, I'm telling you, Brother Ben can tell you he preached around different churches. Brother Mike can tell you. Brother Willie can tell you. You got something special right here. And you better thank God for it. I love the church that Jesus built. Well, that's my little sermon that I ain't going to get into the rest. It's time to quit. Let's all stand because we got to do the baptismal service.